Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Manias, Panics, and Crashes, 7th edition, A History of Financial Crises, Robert Z. Alaber explores the turbulent and often devastating world of financial crises that have occurred throughout history. As an update on Charles P. Kindleberger's classic work, this edition delves into the mechanics behind why these economic downturns happen, examining patterns and indicators that precede major financial collapses. Through insightful analysis and detailed explanations, Alaber not only charts the history of financial crises, including the 2008 global financial crisis, but also offers a framework to understand the forces that drive these events. This edition introduces new insights and reflections on recent market meltdowns, making it a timely resource for understanding the complexities of financial systems and the recurring nature of crises. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the anatomy of a financial crisis. Financial crises often follow a predictable pattern, starting with a boom, leading into a bubble that eventually bursts, resulting in a crash. Alaber meticulously outlines this cycle, providing readers with a clear understanding of the economic, social, and psychological factors that contribute to the buildup and eventual fallout of financial manias. He emphasizes the role of excessive optimism, over-leveraging, and speculative behavior, illustrating how these elements converge to create unsustainable financial conditions. Additionally, the discussion highlights how technological innovations, such as the internet, can accelerate the spread of speculative fever, leading to faster and more volatile booms and busts. Secondly, the role of banks and credit. Alaber delves into the crucial role banks and credit play in financial crises, explaining how the expansion and contraction of credit can significantly influence the economy's health. He discusses how banks, in their quest to maximize profits, may overextend credit to unworthy borrowers, increasing financial system vulnerability. The narrative explores various banking crises, demonstrating how failures and bailouts are interconnected with broader economic impacts. This section serves as a critical examination of the banking system's fragility and its propensity to precipitate financial panics when not properly regulated or overseen. Thirdly, international financial crises. This topic focuses on how financial crises are not confined to single countries but can have global ramifications. Alaber provides an in-depth look at cases of international financial crises, discussing mechanisms like currency pegs, sovereign debt defaults, and the contagion effect that allows crises to cross borders. The examination includes how the interconnectedness of modern economies facilitates the spread of crises, with particular attention given to the Asian financial crisis of the late 1990s and the 2008 global financial meltdown. The discussion underscores the importance of international cooperation and regulatory frameworks in mitigating these crises. Fourthly, regulation and prevention. Understanding the historical context and mechanisms of financial crises, Alaber shifts focus to the role of regulation and the strategies for preventing future financial disasters. This section evaluates the effectiveness and limitations of policies and regulations that have been implemented over time, such as the Dodd-Frank Act in the United States post-2008 crisis. It scrutinizes the balancing act between fostering economic growth and preventing excessive risk-taking, highlighting how regulatory measures must evolve to keep pace with the changing financial landscape and emerging threats. Lastly, psychological aspects of financial crises. The psychological dimensions of financial crises receive a thorough examination in this book, where Alaber investigates the human behaviors that contribute to the buildup and bursting of financial bubbles. He explores concepts like herd behavior, overconfidence, and the role of media in shaping investor perceptions and decisions. This section illustrates how psychological biases and widespread panic can exacerbate financial downturns, suggesting that a deeper understanding of human psychology is crucial for predicting and mitigating the effects of financial crises. In conclusion, Robert Z. Alaber's Manias, Panics, and Crashes, 7th edition, A History of Financial Crises, is a seminal work that offers valuable insights into the cyclic nature of financial disasters and the factors contributing to their occurrence. This book is essential reading for economists, policymakers, investors, and anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of financial markets and how crises develop and spread. By presenting a comprehensive history of financial crises and examining the roles of human behavior, regulation, and global interconnectivity, Alaber offers a roadmap for navigating and possibly averting future financial calamities. The book not only enhances our comprehension of past financial crises, but also provides the tools to analyze current financial market trends and the potential warning signs of crises to come. If you would like to support Robert Z. Sees to Come, Alaber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.